Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Don't miss the Winter RV Show this Friday through Sunday at Pontiac RV. See over 30 different brands of RVs on sale, plus rock-bottom prices on all remaining 2019s. Check out the new lineup of 2020 RVs from all the major manufacturers. The Winter RV Show is located inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac. Check us out at PontiacRV.com.
Get in the game with Mike Stone, sponsored by AAA.
The championship game coming up next Sunday. A battle between the Chiefs and the 49ers features arguably the two best tight ends in football. George Kittle, San Francisco. Travis Kelce of Kansas City. Who has the advantage? You gotta like Kelce for pass catching, but Kittle is such a great blocker. He doesn't even have to catch passes to be effective. Advantage in the battle of the tight ends goes to the San Francisco 49ers because of George Kittle's blocking ability.
To win at the game of life, it takes a team effort, and the best players to have in your huddle are the ones at AAA. When you're a AAA member, you never go it alone. Whether you're on the road or at home, AAA's got you covered with the protection of over 63,000 service vehicles along every route and a solid game plan to save you money every day. Assisting over 33 million motorists stuck on the sidelines and helping members pull in an average of $96 in savings each year, AAA has the tools and personnel to keep you on top of your game. Not to mention the all-star lineup of discounts like fuel savings at Shell, entertainment savings through Ticketmaster, and a home field advantage every day at Target.com. Join today by calling 866-685-5222. That's 866-685-5222. Or visit AAA.com, and you can add an associate member to your family's roster for free. Team up with AAA and stay on top of your game. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I can tell you that the terms being offered to Comcast are the same as what's been acceptable to the other 25.
Why do you think they're not biting then?
Well, I mean, I think everyone goes at their own pace. It's really just a question of when for me. We haven't, you know, we're not on the air. So, you know, a Comcast subscriber is not missing anything today. And listen, negotiations, everyone has a different pace. I think DirecTV wanted to get out of the gate first, being the second largest provider of cable distribution in the marketplace. And make a statement, hey, we have the Cubs. Comcast, you know, decided not to go first, and you know, everybody has a different strategy.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
Mullia and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And it's not a problem yet.
No.
I don't even think it would be a huge problem if they aren't able to strike a deal during spring training. You might miss some spring training games. When it becomes real delicate is March 26th, opening day.
Well, I got
you want
to
be on the air opening day.
You know, we were talking about this. Dustin and I have the same cable system, and we do not get the NFL Network. Now, I watched the NFL Network a ton, and I've come very close to changing systems because I don't get the NFL Network. Now, I watch a lot of stuff online. I go to the NFL Network, and I've been mm-hmm. able to watch a lot of stuff that way. But it is a pain in the keister, and I don't want Cubs fans to have to go through that.
And Dustin, you've said it. You're staying with the cable system.
I got a proposal. I talked to them. I scheduled it to be switched. And literally, when they called the day before to confirm the appointment, I canceled it. And it was right around the time that AT&T announced that they had a deal. And I said, I have to have the Cubs on television more than I have to have the NFL on television. So that's where I'm at with this.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch the Cubs. You don't need to watch the NFL Network. Ideally, you're watching both, or you have access to both. But this is not going to be...
The only one that has both right now, if I understand it correctly, and I'd love to be corrected if I'm wrong, because this is a big topic, but a student had told me at Illinois Media School that that DirecTV, which has been purchased by AT&T, you can get both Marquee coming up and the NFL Network, and also that you can now get DirecTV without actually having the dish, which I didn't quite understand. But I was told that you can get DirecTV now without the dish, and it's all just via the internet.
A lot of questions still.
Well, if that's the case, then I guess I should switch to DirecTV.
Well, maybe
because
so.
I could then get the NFL Network. It's the Super Bowl week. I mean, I want to watch.
Yeah, I know. It's bothersome. It is a bothersome issue.
Right?
You know, I love watching the stuff in Mobile, and I haven't been able to watch any of that stuff or enough of that stuff. Let me ask you this. As we sit here and we talk about the cable bills and we talk about, you know, I mean, watch the Grammys, right? Or Grammys. Watch the
Sunday night.
The Emmys. All those awards were given to streaming services, right? We're seeing more and more shows on streaming services, and we're seeing more and more. I mean, we had a text from a guy saying, I got rid of all my cable. I've gotten rid of I now am on streaming services. Where am I going to watch the
cord
games?
Cutters.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on what demo you're targeting. And he said that AT&T, they have a deal with the streaming service with AT&T, but there's still Hulu and YouTube to be struck. And I think that's what you're talking about. And others, but I think those are the two main ones, right, Kevin? I mean, that's the target audience, which is much younger than your typical Cubs fan demographic. And so they have to serve everybody.
But I wonder where all this stuff will end up. I mean, how long before none of us are watching anything on regular television, right? I mean, it just seems like, I mean, if there wasn't a single, you know, one of the old television networks getting a single Emmy, what does that tell you about the quality of the television being done on these streaming services?
Yeah, you just look across the board, everything, you know, from TV to sports to whatever. Television ratings as a whole are way, way down from where they were 10, 15 years ago.
But think of your favorite show on network television. Think of your favorite show that you don't want to miss. Whatever it is to whatever your answer is, you're going to find a way to watch that. You're going to find a way to consume what's being out there. So I think if you're a Cubs fan, you're going to figure out a way to get Marquee. It's going to cost you a little bit extra,
but
I think you're going to figure it out, even if it's not going to be as convenient as you would like it to be.
It's, you know, my favorite show on television was that Star Trek Discovery, which I had to pay CBS to make sure that I got. Now I heard the Picard, it started yesterday, Picard, I heard it was not very good. Oh. But I will be watching that.
Well, I'll make a mental note to myself. Not that I was ever like.
I love Star Trek. 312-644-6767. We got a lot of people want to check in. Let's start with Frederick. He's on the south side. Morning, Frederick.
Morning, Frederick.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
Good.
As far as Kopech goes, you just need to look no further than, let's say, Stroudsburg.
Right.
So say, you know, the one thing it won't do is hurt him to hold him out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe the play might hurt them. So let's say they put them on an innings limit. Let's say, I'm sorry, I'm a little out of breath. Just got to wiping the car off. Anyway, just let's say they put them on an innings limit. So let's say he gets 150 innings. Let's say it's the end of the season and they need him to get in the playoffs. So what are you going to do? You're going to hold off those innings, or you're going to try to get in without them, and then they get in and they don't use them, like, say, Stroudsburg?
Right.
What would you do?
Well, I would put an innings limit on him, and I'd stay with it.
I think it's hard to answer here on January 23rd. I mean, the context of that is difficult because you just don't know. you know, where he is in the season and where the Sox are. And I don't want to, you know, back out of that answer, but yeah, initially it's easy to say, well, you know what? I would sit him and I would rest him and I would say no shot there. I'm going to put him on the mound. But you're one game out and you're facing the Twins and he's got a 5-1 record against the Twins and he's at 149 innings and his limit is 150. Do you let him make that final start? Probably so.
I think
probably
gotta,
so.
I think you got to stick. I think you got to go with the do with the Strasburg thing.
But is there a hard and fast rule or number that you stick to? I am with you, and I think that you want to err on the side of being overly conservative. But I don't think that you can answer immediately today. Like, what would you do on September 10th if you're in a pennant race and Michael Kopech is scheduled to start?
Let me ask you a question. If we're talking about an innings limit for him. Do you pull him after the sixth inning in every game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What do you
saying,
do when you know? Have a budget?
So if you have so he's much got money a perfect game yes. going. I mean, this is you know the way I think. He's got that perfect game going.
Yes.
You pull him.
Welcome to Major League Baseball 2020. You've right. got to do that. Right. It's like having so much money to yeah. spend on a vacation.
Load management
in Major League Baseball. Yes, we talked about Strasburg and Paddock guys. You know who have yes. been shut down guys yes. on innings limits. And they ended up fine. On the other half of that, we all remember the 2015 playoffs, the Mets, Matt Harvey was on an innings limit and they were in the World Series. So they pushed him on. They went past his innings limit. He's never been the same since.
Look at him
ruined
now.
His bloody career. Yeah. So a cautionary tale.
He lost his nickname. They stripped him of that nickname.
They made him be
Dark
Robin.
Knight. Yeah. they turned him into what was a good villain from the Joker. No.
I haven't Jim. Seen that yet.
Hi. No. Jim's in Westmont. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, you know, just like the previous caller, I'm kind of in the same boat as you guys, but with all the speculation on the innings that they should allow him to pitch, I was just wondering if you could throw that out there to Coop tomorrow and see what he has to say, because I think he has some type of an idea or a plan for them two guys, Kopech and Cease. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's why we're having him. Right. That's the beauty of having Coop in here tomorrow to talk about the White Sox pitching staff, because they have so many young guys that you have to worry about.
Right.
Worry is probably overstating it. I mean, but you have to be responsible in how you use them. Dylan Cease and Kopech are the top of the list. Look at the young pitching the Sox have. I mean, they are blessed with those two. You got Lucas Giolito is your ace.
Yes.
Ronaldo Lopez is still there.
Yes.
Your guy Dane Dunning's still coming up, right?
I hope so.
Well, that's just...
They got a couple other guys. I mean, they're not... Unfortunately, I don't pay for Baseball America, so I'm trying to find that list of the top 100 yesterday, and I just didn't know how many Sox made it. But they've got some younger pitchers, too, that are looking pretty good that are coming up. But we know who the big names are in terms of the guys that are coming up. And here's hoping, you know, let's hope that that they can solve some of the bullpen stuff. Maybe a guy or two ends up being a pretty good player there. I'm always curious.
To know what their plan is. I'm curious about Carlos Rodon because this is a guy that we sort of have penciled into. Well, he's going to come back in July or whatever. What is realistic to expect as far as his contributions in a season that you think is going to mean something?
Yeah, that's a good, point.
You talk about innings limits and how are you going to use him. If Carlos Rodon comes back July 15th and 2 weeks later he's got a one-hitter going into the seventh inning and he wants to take the mound, you're telling him no. I mean, if you have certain, you know, this is just a different way of looking at it.
No, you've got to be sensible about it. You got to have a plan going in. I doubt Coop's going to share exactly what the innings limit would be or something like that. Kevin, we have a texter saying, I'd say Matt Harvey's fall was due more to loving the New York nightlife a little too much.
Yeah, that probably didn't help either. Rodon is fascinating to me.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think any of us know. Don Cooper, when you guys talk to him tomorrow, probably doesn't even know yet when he's going to be back, what he's going to look like when he gets back, the role he'll be in. I mean, I've talked to some Sox fans about him maybe being, you know, a Josh Hader relief ace type.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
A guy who can bring it out of the pen to go a couple of innings. because his stuff is so good.
Let me ask something. Kevin, what is the season going to look like when they bring him back?
That will factor into it a great deal as well.
But Kevin,
middle of July, who knows? They could be in first. They could be in third. You know, you don't know.
Hader has an arm that has to rebound to various types of usages in days in a row. I don't know that you would want to do that with somebody coming off Tommy John, would you?
Well, it depends on how many innings you throw him in at. I mean, if you use him once or twice or three times a week as compared to the strain that starting a game and throwing 100 pitches puts on him, you know, Rodon's been in and out of the rotation and hurt and healthy so often. I mean, this guy is such an enigma, and he's been around for 5-6 years.
But a year ago this time, going into Sox Fest, we were saying, if Carlos Rodon is going to be on, he has to be the ace for the Sox to have a good season. And he has that kind of stuff. He has that kind of potential.
Yeah.
That's a loaded word, but he is that kind of pitcher. Look at where he was drafted.
You know, he's also running out of contract.
Not fine, China.
I mean, you know, I won't say it. 312-644-6767. We have a lot of people who've checked in. Unfortunately, you'll have to talk to Dan and Connor because our time limit is up, but we will talk to
them. We'll talk to them, too.
We'll talk to them next. It's Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Bulls fans, it's Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Wennington. This is the home for every exciting play of Bulls basketball.
And every weekday morning, get the best Bulls recap with Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5. It's all in one place. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for Bulls basketball. A radio.com sports station.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Don't miss the Winter RV Show this Friday through Sunday at Pontiac RV. See over 30 different brands of RVs on sale, plus rock-bottom prices on all remaining 2019s. Check out the new lineup of 2020 RVs from all the major manufacturers. The Winter RV Show is located inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac. Check us out at PontiacRV.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. 2020 is officially underway, and if you're even considering buying a home this year, you need to act now. You need to be pre-approved by a strong mortgage lender like The Home Loan Expert. We have a full digital mortgage, lower rates on more loan programs, and we can get you closed and in your new dream home in 14 days. It's never too early to be pre-approved, and it only takes 5 minutes at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab? And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors are now at Dunkin'. When the spirit of the Girl Scouts meets Dunkin' coffee, it's easy to get a delicious cup of can-do. Thin mints and coconut caramel flavors are here to help you tackle your day. Grab a medium latte or cappuccino for $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. and take on whatever lies ahead. America runs on Dunkin'. The Girl Scouts name, trademark, and all associated trademark.